21 years old. The Vodun she looked at my frail body which lay in front of the altar. My father had run out of options and money and so resorted to the only thing he knew he could count on, Vodun. Even if he did not want to, since despite not attending church he had been baptized in the church, my skin had been covered with sores that would not heal and my body was very weak. I could walk, but barely. My entire body had been covered with these sores, everywhere except my face, and that was enough for me. I was so pretty before these painful sores, and I could not wait for them to go away so I could strut my beautiful skin confidently once again to get my dream. Jesus would not come down to help me. Maybe in Tembi's house he would have, but definitely not in the slum. Jesus began to sound like a politician who made promises during the campaigning season. He made promises in his Bible, which I read meticulously, wanting to be like him. But like the politicians, he always seemed to forget his way to the slums after elections. Jesus missed his way to my slum, so I had to help myself so perhaps Jesus would meet me halfway there. After all, they say that he helps those who help themselves. So I just had to. That's what I thought when the sores initially started. I noticed them first on my left thigh, but thought nothing of it. Every day I would generously smear the customized concoction cooked up by the local beautician, which had been praised for its ability to magically remove the black and fade brown from the skin. 18 years old. I hated my black. It was as black as charcoal, and I wanted to be white like Jesus. I wanted to be able to get into an airplane and meet Jesus and the other white people in the place called America, which I was sure was heaven. Every day I rubbed this concoction on my skin. It burned like fire, but they told me that was a good sign. It only meant it was working. There was even a rumor that if you wanted it to work faster, cover it with plastic. Doing this made the concoction burn 1,000 times more, but in as little as 2 weeks, I had started to see results and I was automatically hooked to this painful regimen of beautification. I understood a long time ago that something always had to give, and if I had to develop a high tolerance for pain to get closer to my dreams of flowers and kisses and gowns and that shiny tiara, to the dream of Jesus, the airplane, and America, then so be it. Daddy initially thought I looked silly when I had plastic bags of different shapes and colors wrapped around me. When he asked, I only said, "To be a woman is to be beautiful." He smirked and let me be. He never paid any mind. He had other things to worry about. This was until he started hearing some of the neighborhood boys talk about me saying, "Farsi come de bio, even her skin color stuff." That evening, when Dad got home, he looked at me with a questioning look in his eyes. He never said anything to me, but from that day he watched me like a hawk. Now I wish I heard his silent prayers.